Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a Getaway Friday night. Friday, December the 1st, first day of the month of December. December, 25 days till Christmas, 20 minutes past the hour. Joined in studio on this Friday by Matt Morgan and Carrington Nelson. And Carrington, we've got something very important to talk about right off the bat here tonight, don't we?
We so do.
We do. You know what it is?
Yes.
Yes. Because my journalistic integrity is on the line at this particular point, and I have to bring something up.
No, I know.
Okay. So here's what it is. Do you know what I'm going to say?
Yeah, the parade.
Oh, no, we're going to talk about the parade. The parade's something different. I'm talking about the thing that will interfere with my journalistic integrity if I don't bring it up at this point.
Oh, no. What are you talking about?
This will be very good. Okay, here's the thing. Here's what we have to talk about right off the bat. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, get ready. Brace yourself.
I'm braced.
Are you anchored to that chair?
I'm secure.
Okay. You look a little uptight.
I'm relaxed. My shoes are off. We already went over this.
Well, your shoes are off.
I told you. And it didn't stink, so we're all good.
Oh, thank goodness. Okay, here is the thing we must talk about on a very, very, very serious note. Right off the bat. I hate to get serious on a Friday night because I think of this as a jovial program. Mm-hmm. But I just, you know, I heard something moments ago that I think is serious that we need to talk about.
Okay.
Are you ready for this? You were making fun of my intro.
I was not making fun of your
intro. Yes, you were. Matt, you heard it, didn't you?
She was mimicking the intro.
Now, why do you do this?
I like it.
No, you don't. You're making fun of my intro, and you're making fun of me. You make fun of my intro, you're making fun of me.
It's not making fun. I know what the words are. It's like people do, like, you know, like the national anthem. You all say that together. This is like my national anthem.
My intro is like the national anthem.
Yeah,
is what you're telling me.
National anthem.
I often think of it that way. Mm-hmm. Now tell people what you do. What they don't hear, because the people don't hear your little mimicry as the show's about to start.
I'm saying it with them, you know. And now here's your host, Scott Spears. Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. This is your host, Scott Spears.
See, but then you try to imitate me, which I find rude.
I'm sorry. It's not rude. It's just like I know what's coming, and I'm excited for it.
Are you?
Anticipation. Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
What
do you think, Matt? You think that's honest?
About 75%.
75%. See? You big liar.
No, that's Matt's interpretation.
Okay.
That's not truth. I know the truth.
Okay. Well, we'll see. Now, we've got 25% of you is a lie, I guess is what we're saying. No, we've got two top 10 lists because time got away earlier and we forgot to do a top 10 list, so we got to do two tonight. So we're going to do one very shortly. But I want Matt, before we do that, to give the plugs because we've got stuff coming up.
All right, so on December 9th in the Village of Caledonia at 6:15, there will be a tree lighting ceremony that will be taking place. Scott will be there. He will be reading Twas the Night Before Christmas. Carrington and I will be there. We will be singing. Santa Claus and Mrs. Claus will be there. There's a lot happening. You won't want to miss that one.
6:15.
6:15.
On?
December the 9th.
There you go. Now, the granddaddy of them all, the event of the season.
On December 14th at 7 o'clock, we will have the annual WGH Fruitcake Toss.
As of this morning, 43 people in it.
Did you get my nomination from the other night? Caitlin, the pharmacist.
Oh, yeah. How did that go? Have you talked to her?
I did mention it to her today. She does seem a little skeptical of coming.
Does she not know it's the event of the season?
I've tried to explain it to her. I just don't think she truly understands.
Okay, let me explain this as I tried to explain it earlier. There are politicians coming to this thing from both sides of the aisle. We've got mayors. We've got people who are going to be mayor, people who were mayor. We've got city councilmen. We've got city auditors, county auditors, Republicans, Democrats. I've actually been nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize because of this thing. I'm bringing people together. They're going to sing. They're going to hold hands for this one night. It is the event of the season to bring society together. And frankly, I think I should be given the Nobel Peace Prize. I think it's time.
Really? Nobel Peace Prize?
I'm nominated.
Are
Somebody
you?
Flew to Switzerland and nominated me for this.
Remember that journalistic integrity thing we were talking about earlier?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay,
yeah, right
Nobel
here.
Peace Prize. All right.
You don't think?
That's historical.
Who else could bring this conglomerate of people together, young and old, fat and skinny, tall and short, Republican and Democrat, and we're all in the parking lot singing for one glorious hour. Me.
And tossing those fruit cakes.
You know, when you say it like that...
No, I'm excited. I just don't think Caitlin...
A lot of people
crafts.
Think you're going to win.
Do they?
Yeah.
Because people are betting on me?
Well, because the other night you said you had abs... And Matt brought this up today. We think you're stronger than... We think you're, like, lowballing it.
Oh. See, and I don't want to give that impression whatsoever because part of my, like, ploy... Like, maybe I will win, okay? And, like, that'd be great if I did. But, like, I don't want people to think I'm going to win because then if it's, like, I don't win, that's a little embarrassing. But right now, if nobody's counting on me, I can't let anybody down.
There are more women in it this year than ever before. 13 women right now.
That's great. That's awesome. I hope a woman pulls through. And I mean, if it's me, so be it. So be it.
You're a woman as far as I know.
Yes, yes, indeed.
Now, are you strong? You duck this question every time I ask it. Now, you don't have to be super strong to win this, because I don't want that to be the misinterpretation. But you have to have technique, but you do have to be able to log that fruitcake some footage.
I have yet to practice.
I don't think practice is the key. I mean, you need to practice, but that's not the key. You got 14 days.
I know. I need to take that fruitcake, get out in the hallway,
you
and
can't
start
have this
tossing
fruitcake.
It. Okay.
Out in the hallway?
Oh, okay.
You put a hole in the floor.
I'm not going to go outside. It's cold out there.
You understand this is an outside event.
I do, unfortunately.
So you're bringing your friend Caitlin in for the big fruitcake toss.
Hopefully.
She's going to bring her little cheering section with her?
Yeah, that's what she's worried about. Her little baby has like a bedtime and stuff. And
it's 8 o'clock, we're done.
Yeah, I know. Babies go to sleep early. They've got to sleep a lot.
There'll be 43 people outside.
Wait, we'll see what we can do. I brought it up again today. I'll keep reminding her, and hopefully we can drag her out there.
No, she's going to be there. She's been nominated. Once you're nominated, you have to go. It's like the draft.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, we'll come get you and throw you in prison if you don't show up.
Okay, I will let her know.
Let her know it's like the draft.
There are consequences.
There are consequences. Okay, Matt, tell them about the fruitcake toss. 43 people in.
on December 14th, we'll have the WGH annual fruitcake toss. At the fruitcake toss, like he said, we'll have a whole bunch of local politicians, and we'll have...
We've also got great people here.
Oh, absolutely.
Salt of the earth people.
There will be chestnuts. We'll have chestnuts, which are just buckeyes that we're calling chestnuts.
Tis the season.
There will be more singing. There will be an induction into the Upper Crust Society for former mayor of Marion, the longest mayor in Marion's history.
16 years.
Jack Kellogg.
My good friend, Mayor Jack.
I'm probably forgetting something, but it's going to be a big... Oh, and the winner gets four tickets to the Columbus Zoo, and they also get a plaque.
And the person on the WGH staff who throws it the farthest gets a plaque.
Oh, wait, am I on the staff?
Yeah, you're part of the staff. So the staff would be considered Adam, Carrington, Matt, myself, Linda, Pastor Craig. I think that's it right now on the staff.
Okay. All right. I can... not that I'm saying I like my odds.
You can beat that group?
That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying...
You
less,
seem confident in that.
That was less people to beat than the 44 for the whole contest.
Well, people know the group. So we've added Caitlin. We've added Lois and Nick Fisher. We added City Auditor Miranda McGinnis. Abby went in today. Mike McGinnis, the 600-pound man. Tracy Lee and Pastor Whitaker.
Okay. I'm excited to see how it all plays out.
Big group.
Yeah, I don't know how we're going to get this done in an hour.
Oh, I've done this 4 times.
So you're going to be up there and you're going to be like, all right, we've got 30 seconds to throw. Like, no practice. You get up there and throw.
Well, there is no practice. No. You practice beforehand.
One throw.
Okay.
I'll have a paper and I'll say, all right, Adam, it's your turn. All right, throw that fruitcake. And he'll throw it. Say, how far was that? Okay, let's register it.
Are you announcing like on deck and stuff too?
Like in baseball?
Yeah.
Yes. My first announcing job ever was high school. I did baseball.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. That's where your career started.
Well, I guess it was, you would say Nelson up, Morgan on deck, and Chase in the hole.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. You got to do that now for the fruitcake toss, so we know.
Well, I did that for many, many a day.
Okay, so you were already planning on this? This wasn't my idea.
No, I haven't done that for the fruitcake toss because it's not really a baseball game.
Oh, yeah, but, like, still the lineup's important. There's something else we've done this in, like, I don't know. I'm trying to think. I was going to say track, but I don't think it's track.
We're going to do a top 10 list. From the home office in Columbus, Ohio, our first top 10 list tonight. It's good to hear a drum roll. The top 10 list is... Oh, this is good. Top 10 reasons Marion is the number one retirement city in Ohio. Did you hear about this?
I have not.
Marion was voted the number one retirement city in Ohio.
By who?
People.
Okay. Sorry, I just like to... I like to know.
There's a... go online. Look it up.
Google it? Okay.
Google it.
Okay.
But you're not going to hear the top 10 list if you're Googling over there.
I'm listening. I can multitask.
Here we go. Top 10 reasons why Marion is the number one retirement city in Ohio. Number 10, Marion is the heart of it all. You know, if Ohio is the heart of it all, Marion's the heart of Ohio.
That is fair.
That's true. Number 9, Marion has the best groundhogs in the nation. We certainly do. Number 8, the popcorn festival won't keep you awake.
That's true. That's for sure.
Number 7, because LaRue is too busy of a city.
What?
Because LaRue is too busy of a city.
Okay.
You know, there you go. Number 6, because all the vampires have moved to Worcester.
That's true. That's,
yeah,
that's
we don't have a vampire here. Trace that. Number 5, because they can listen to WGH on the city bus tours. That is true. We are on in the city bus.
This journalistic integrity tonight is just tanking.
We're on in the city bus.
Bus tours?
Yeah, we're on. The city bus has us on every day.
There's a city bus?
Yeah, there's...
What planet do you live on?
Yeah. Oh my gosh,
The Marion Area Transit.
Oh, okay.
Number 4, because when they pass on their spirits... Now hold on, I'm going to have to back this up. I gotta read these beforehand.
I'll do it. Because when they pass on, their spirits can hang out with Warren. Can you scroll over?
No, she's trying to take my job. Somebody always wants your job. Somebody always wants your job.
Because when they pass on, their spirits can hang out with Warren Goodtime Harding. You don't have to be from Marion for that, though.
Aye. Number 3. If it's good enough for Mary Ellen, it's good enough for me.
Yeah, that's reasonable.
There you go. Number 2, because retirees want their friends and family to hear Adam reading the obituary. That's true.
Yeah.
And the number 1 reason, Marion is the number 1 retirement city in Ohio, because the citizens know how to throw out fruitcake.
Nice.
In a toss. Competitive form.
You don't realize that I put Marion on the map.
I'd like you to know that I did Google the number 1 retirement city.
And you tried to steal
in Ohio.
Matt, can you imagine? You've never tried to do such a thing, steal my top 10 reading ability list here.
I mean, it's a top 10 list. It's okay.
But you can't just eat. You have the best vision of anybody I've ever seen in my life. You're looking at my notes. You're about 4 or 5 feet away from the list, and it's not, like, huge.
It's pretty big.
Not really.
What?
Listen,
well, thank you.
You don't have long left. That's all I'm saying. you keep this up. It's going to be over. Go ahead, caller.
Scott, Matt, Carrington, this is Pastor Craig.
Pastor, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
Good. We missed you today.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, I had to be somewhere that I was ordered to be by certain authorities that are higher than me, but yeah, I missed you too.
Well, we'll be glad to see you next Friday.
Yes, and so I wanted to make an apology to one of our most faithful listeners, Sarah. I want to apologize to her that Carrington didn't realize that Marion had mass transit.
I know. Isn't that depressing that Sarah has had us on Marion area transit buses for, long years now, and here Carrington didn't even know there was a transit bus and certainly didn't know we were on in the transit bus.
I know. I mean, she's had us on in the buses. She's introduced many of the bus riders to our wonderful station. She's been a faithful listener. She calls on a regular basis, and for her to be, you know, I don't want to say slighted, but I just wanted to apologize for her.
Well, and she's even put people in the fruitcake toss, and she'll be at the fruitcake toss.
She's put more females in the fruitcake toss than anybody else.
I know. It's depressing. I really will apologize on Carrington's behalf that she did that. It's very sad.
Now, I will say this, Carrington, I'm going to give you two thumbs up, because every time I listen on Friday nights, guess what? I'm saying the intro along with you, Carrington, and Ted, and Scott. We're all saying that intro because, wow, we've heard it many, many times.
It's just catchy. See, and I don't know why everyone was so offended by...
Everyone wasn't so offended. I was so offended.
Well, and Matt was 25% offended, too.
Was he? You're 25% offended, Matt?
It's because I told her... It's because I said that she was being 75% truthful.
Well, it's... Well, because she's not very authentic. That's why you said that.
Well, Carrington, I'm with you on, you know... hey... Make it a group thing. Everybody say the intro when it's happening.
Well, yeah.
It's like the national anthem before
it's
a football
like the
game.
National anthem before a football game. You know, I'll just come on and I'll start saying play ball.
Yeah.
There you go.
We'll just start it. Hey, thanks, Pastor.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right, phone lines are open. Last week I got chastised because I did not tell people that there were phone lines. You can call in anytime, by the way, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944.
I need to defend myself.
What's the problem?
I would like to point out that in the top 10 list, it did say city bus tours. Are these tours or are they...
Tours.
Tours.
What did you say? Tours. Tours.
Tours. Okay, whatever.
Those tours.
There's no tours of Marion.
You mean tours at Disney?
Okay,
tours?
Know, I did not. And
gosh, I thought you were well-spoken until that moment.
That was it. That's all that it took.
Let's have those tours.
I think golf is another one people make fun of me for.
What do you say?
Golf.
Oh, that sounds all right.
Golf.
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 Yeah.
Okay.
Not tours.
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 Tours. Okay. Anywho, they're not tours of Marion. They're probably just public transportation.
Yes.
Okay, so city bus tours was misleading.
I mean,
that was part of the joke. The top 10 lists are jokes.
I mean, if you paid money to ride the bus, I mean, who's to say you couldn't just ride around on the bus for a tour?
I don't know. I just think of...
Do you need a tour of the city?
I think I'm okay.
I think you need... I don't think you know where stuff is.
I think I do. What do I know?
Do you know where the Gypsy Queen is? No.
Okay, well...
Oh, I love the Gypsy Queen. Very nice there.
I took you to the Gypsy
Queen. Yeah.
Stop asking hard questions.
It's a neat little
that wasn't a hard question.
Gypsy Queen?
Yeah.
What even is that?
I'm not going to tell the whole story here and give it away, but it's a wonderful Marion story, wonderful Marion icon that we all love. I don't like that you're always looking at my stuff.
I know. Anytime I look at your computer, you're turning around looking at your computer.
Well, because you are, what are you doing? You're always trying to read my notes. You're always trying to look at what I'm doing.
I just have a very open seat. Like, I think I have a view of it all. See, Matt's over there in the corner. He's kind of blocked off from your stuff, but I think if he was sitting in my seat...
But why are you so nosy? Let's get to the point here. Okay. I don't nose in your stuff.
I don't leave my stuff wide open.
No, but I could nose in your stuff.
No, because I don't have it wide open. This isn't that nosy.
Listen,
the
I'm
going to
minimize it now. I've had enough of this.
It's just open.
Okay, it's closed now. That's Do you feel better about yourself?
Yeah, and I'll keep looking over there.
Jeez.
I'm going to throw you off.
I just don't know why you're out to get me tonight. You've made fun of my intro. You tried to take the top 10 list. You're abrasive. What's the problem?
I'm abrasive?
You're abrasive with me tonight.
I'm sorry. I'd like to not be abrasive any longer.
Yes. Thank you.
You're welcome.
25 days till Christmas.
So true.
You have my gift ready?
Yes.
Liar. There goes your journalistic integrity. Lies.
You don't know.
I do know. I don't even know what you're doing. You're supposed to make something.
Yeah, when is that happening?
You've asked me this every show, the Friday before Christmas.
Okay. That's fine.
I still haven't gotten anybody a gift yet.
Well, you can't get us a gift. You have to make a gift.
Yeah, I know, but like I haven't gotten anybody.
Haven't thought about it, or oh, for your family.
Yeah, nobody.
Now, here's what got us into the conversation earlier that went on and on and on and on and on, and I still don't think we finished it. But it was an interesting conversation to have. Is there a time, because of your age, where you say, you know, I'm not doing this as well as I used to. It's time to go.
Not for me personally, no.
Like your age currently?
Yeah.
Well, 22, no.
Okay, yeah, well, that's what I was going to say. No, I think I'm in my prime, so.
Well, I don't know about that. Well, that remains to be seen.
Right.
But Matt, what did you say earlier?
So,
We gave the, and I know you won't know who these people are, but we gave the example earlier on that Bob Hope and Jack Benny were very famous comedians, but they stayed around, well, Bob Hope stayed around into his 90s, and Jack Benny stayed around until he died in his late 70s. And Johnny Carson was a huge fan of both of these comedians, and he hosted The Tonight Show for 30 years, and he felt that they had both stayed too long. So Johnny Carson told his producer that you have to promise me that if I start to lose it, not be as strong as I was, tell me to leave. And then he said, you have to remind me not to come back. And when Johnny Carson left The Tonight Show, I think he was around 65 years old, he never did another interview, he never did another show, he did not guest on anybody's show, ever, again.
Yeah, I mean, I think everybody obviously reaches a point where they're past their prime and probably not doing as well as they used to. Heck, I have coworkers that are in that position right now.
You got some bitterness.
I don't have bitterness. I'm just saying, yes, like, you, like, retirement's a thing for a reason.
Remember how earlier we were talking about whether or not people recognize that they're cranky?
Yeah, we also did that earlier on. You're cranky tonight.
I am not cranky.
You are. We were talking, people don't realize that they're cranky. You're
I'm
cranky.
I'm sorry. I don't.
What made you so cranky today?
I don't feel cranky.
You're cranky.
Maybe I'm a little hungry.
You're always hungry when you come here. There's 1,000 food places between here and there.
I have 15 minutes from clocking out.
Not
to
every
driving
week.
Here.
Not every week.
Almost every week.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes. Most.
We
weeks.
Can do. We can do this.
I work a lot. I'm working 44 hours this week. Thank you.
Well, how do you feel about that?
I feel tired.
You look it.
Yeah, yeah.
Especially under the eyes.
No, for sure.
But no, hey, listen, maybe that's your crankiness.
Maybe, that's what it is. I'm overworked.
But you know, the point was people don't realize they're cranky because there was somebody earlier, I spoke about it, I didn't say their name, but they were cranky with me a couple days this week and I pointed it out to them and I think that just made them crankier.
No, see, I think if somebody points it out to me, I would not get upset about it.
Oh, they did.
Hmm.
I said, you're cranky. No, I'm not.
Oh.
So, okay. You're definitely not.
But okay.
Yeah. But finally, they got over their cranky spell.
Oh, good. I'm glad.
Yeah. They came around.
Yeah. Just like I will.
Then today, I knew that they were cranky, but they just won't admit it because they're a hardhead, because they brought snacks.
To apologize.
Yeah, I think, well, they would never admit that.
Apology snacks.
Yeah, but see, I got pretzels and cheese and soda today, yeah.
Aw. Yeah, okay.
Maybe cookies.
Maybe they just have a little pride issue and they can't admit when they're
so,
wrong.
Now, that is true. There are a lot of people with a pride issue. They can't admit they're wrong, and mm-hmm. I think they should.
Mm-hmm.
You
yeah.
know? If I'm ever wrong, I'm hoping that I'll be able to admit it. It hasn't happened yet, but, you know.
Yeah, I think I'm really good at it. I definitely am aware.
You're wrong?
When I'm wrong, I think I'm pretty aware of it.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I think I'm iffy about that.
Huh. That's funny.
I've never been wrong. But I'm sure it will happen, mm-hmm. and when it does, I'll try to be prideful.
Can we circle back to Nobel Peace Prize again?
Well, why is that stuck in your crawl?
I'm just saying, like, you're...
Are you not coming to the ceremony when I get it?
I'm just doubtful. I bet if I Google it, it's not going to be on there.
Well, they haven't presented
it
yet.
The best retirement city in Ohio, which was Akron, by the way.
No, I didn't make that up.
I'm just saying, I Googled it during the top 10 list. Not Marion.
In any event, Matt, why can't I have the Nobel Peace Prize?
You know, I'm not sure. If you win it, I don't see why you can't.
You'll come to the ceremony.
If you win it, I'll be there.
Yeah. Very much.
I would come if you were nominated.
Well, you won't be invited.
Oh.
After your little nasty actions here tonight.
Wow.
So you don't believe me.
I'm getting uninvited to the Nobel Peace Prize ceremony.
I know. Won't you feel left out?
I will.
I know.
I will. Is it in Switzerland, like you
it's
said?
Well, no, they decide in Switzerland.
Okay, so the ceremony's here.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Got it. Oh, yeah. No, I'll be sad.
Yeah, well, you'll be a little less cranky.
That's true. I'll learn my lesson.
So should you retire when you know your curveball isn't there anymore? Or your fastball's not there? Baseball talk.
So earlier today, I had said that I think that so long as... if you love doing it, and there's not much you'd rather be doing, and there's somebody who's willing to give you a job doing it, I don't see why you don't continue. Because if there's somebody willing to give you a job doing it, then obviously there's still a market for you.
Just because there's a market, as I said, does not mean you should keep doing it.
I would disagree. I mean, if there's somebody who wants to watch your show...
Do you want to wait for somebody to push you out the door?
Why not?
No, you leave on top. You leave at the height.
That's boring, though.
No, that's good. Then people remember you as good.
Yeah, they'll miss you. They'll want more.
Nobody can ever stay at their top forever.
You can if you leave at the top and don't come back and sully it.
I think that if you had...
You don't want people saying, oh, there's that guy.
So if you had like a Hall of Fame career... I mean, yeah, why not? If you had like a Hall of Fame career... And then eventually you just, it's bound to happen that you just start, falling on the slope.
When you start to see it even trickling in, that's get out.
Okay, so like LeBron James, I would say he's past his prime in basketball.
I don't know.
I would say that never mind, this is the whole basketball conversation, doesn't matter.
I don't think he's necessarily on the downhill yet.
Really?
His teams are still winning.
I mean, I'm just saying, I think he's past his prime. But I think that's where there's got to be a cutoff point where it's like, you can still be past your prime of it all.
I'll give you a good example. Muhammad Ali. Muhammad Ali, the greatest fighter of all time, no doubt about it, stayed too long. He stayed for the money because it was the market.
The last fight he lost was a championship fight, right?
Yeah, but he got beat badly.
Yeah, I mean, he was old.
And people remember that.
He was old.
Yeah, but they don't remember the rope-a-dope and he beat George Foreman shouldn't have and all those great things. They remember that last fight where he was just...
I mean, I remember though. I mean, I didn't watch the fights, but like I remember... like everybody who knows anything about fighting still knows that Muhammad Ali is the best boxer of all time.
Right, but they
either him or Mike Tyson.
But they also know that the end was not good.
All I know is float like a butterfly, sting like a bee.
That's good. You know everybody's intro.
I like the quote of him at one of the fights where he just starts he's done trapped lightning in a bottle and all that kind of stuff. It was neat.
He used to like to do poems.
He wrote one about friendship.
Yeah, he wrote a lot of poems. He did a lot of poems.
What a diverse individual.
Very good.
Oh, yeah, he was really, really intelligent man.
Yeah, but didn't know when to leave. Because, he kept getting married, and his wife kept taking all his money, so he had to come back and fight for the dough.
See, that's why you don't get married.
That's why you don't get married.
That's why you get a prenup.
You know, I was having this discussion today with somebody who'd been married multiple times, and I said, here's the problem in life, in all relationships. Relationships, friendships, marriages, family, whatever it is. People don't believe that there are going to be down moments. They go into everything thinking everything's going to be fantastic all the time, and it's just not. That's not reality. There are going to be bad moments. So when the bad moments come, they think, oh, this is awful. Time to get out. Well, everything's going to have a downside. Nobody's perfect.
Like, what do you mean by down moments, I guess, specifically? Because I'm thinking of, like, okay, you marry somebody, eventually their parents are probably going to pass away, and, like, that's a down moment.
No. I'm talking about they're not always going to be nice to you.
Yeah, like argument within the relationship.
Okay.
They're not going to be the person you met forever. And you're also going to have to do things because you're around them that you don't want to do.
Right, which I don't have a problem with that. The nice thing, I guess it's just kind of about being self-aware and, can apologize.
But you're not always going to be nice to them.
Yeah, but you can mess up and say you're sorry.
You're rude to me all the time.
Yes, but I would say I'm sorry if I really thought I was being rude.
Okay, but you don't... Clearly, you're not self-aware.
I am self-aware. We banter. It's our thing. Come on.
That's good to know we have a thing.
We do.
In any event, what do you think, Matt?
Honestly, my head just drew a blank. What was the question?
Listen, the question was... There are going to be downsides in all relationships in life, but people don't believe there's a downside. Why is that?
Oh, I see. I guess I just didn't hear the last part there because I heard that, but then you asked me a question, and I was like, did I miss something? But I think the reason is there because I think just when you first meet somebody, it's kind of like the thing that people always say, like. I've never met someone like you before, or, like, this is the one, like, those kind of things. When you, believe that, I don't think that you ever think that there's going to be a down moment.
But that it happens in friendships, too. I don't want to say this is just marriage and relationships. Friendships have that, too. You think, oh, this person would be a great friend, I'm really going to like them, and then they do something that you think, just ain't getting it.
Anytime you know somebody that, I guess, intimately, there's bound to be some kind of argument.
Yes, but there are deal breakers. And I don't think people think that there are deal breakers, but there are.
Okay, example?
Of a deal breaker?
Yes.
I think disloyalty is a deal breaker.
Okay. Yeah, like cheating in a relationship?
Well, you certainly can't do that.
Right.
But you know what? Honestly, some people do tolerate that. So I can't say that that's a deal or is a deal breaker because some people do tolerate it.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely depends on the person and like what they're willing to put up with.
I don't know why you would.
Right.
But they do.
Right.
And I don't judge them for it. I mean, if you want that, I mean, whatever.
Not my pig, not my farm.
Yeah. What is it? Not my monkeys, not my circus.
I love that saying.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I mean, that's their thing. But people are dumb enough to believe that it's always going to be great. You know, oh, this person's great. No. Check out the last 10. They weren't... It all goes sour. But you have... That's my point. You have to understand that that's going to be sour at some point. You can't go in with, oh, it's going to be perfect.
I think you need to just evaluate the person from the get-go. You know, they have the saying, once a cheater, always a cheater. So, if they are notorious for having several relationships... You can't expect that you're going to be the one that's going to change that.
Right. But see, now here's the problem, though. As you get older, let's say you get into a relationship and when you're in your 50s.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that person's going to have to have been in other relationships, and you're going to have been in other relationships. So you have to figure that you've both failed at some point in your life. Now, why is this one going to work?
I don't know. Maybe the other person gave up in both situations and not you. You were willing to stick it out and apologize and work through it.
I don't know. I just think...
I think there's two sides to every story. I don't think it's always a one-sided divorce.
Well, this kind of comes back to the conversation we had on the off show the other night. So it's worth bringing up here again. Does there have to be physical attraction in a relationship? Because there was a guy who wrote into, I think it was Dear Prudence online or Reddit, one of those things, and said he liked everything about his girlfriend except the way she looked. Now, I said, I think that's good. Well, look should not be the number one thing in your portfolio. If you like everything else about her, good. That's it. That's what a relationship is.
See, and like, I agree with what you're saying, but it does matter.
It doesn't matter. See, when it matters, you're going to have problems.
It matters a little bit.
Because the best-looking person is not always the right person.
I don't
person.
Need the best-looking person. You need somebody that's not grossing you out.
So Ken,
here we go again.
You know when you start getting older, things don't... Like, you don't look how you used to look, right?
Yeah.
Also, like, the person that you start talking to is not always going to look the way they currently look.
If somebody, had a horrible, disfiguring accident, would you leave them?
No, that's not what I'm saying. At that point, you already have this, emotional connection to them. I'm just saying, in the beginning, for me, it would matter.
He said he likes everything about his girlfriend besides her. It sounds like they've got some emotional connection going on there.
Okay, well, then hopefully he just needs to get over it and tough it out with her, I guess.
But you say you've got to like the way they look.
Yeah, for me to start talking to somebody in the beginning,
really?
I'm going to have to...
What if you meet up with them? You have great chemistry. You have a great whatever with them, conversation. If you don't like the way they look, that's it.
If they're grossing me out, probably.
Then why are you talking to them?
I wouldn't be. You're like, they wouldn't have...
Telling you, like I told you the other night, you have a pizza, and you're cutting that pizza thin. You're down to about the middle four slices. You need to expand that pizza.
Whatever.
I'm just trying to give you some good advice here.
I didn't say looks are the number one thing. I just said it matters a little bit.
I think, you know, listen... Shut the light out and give them a whatever. Just shut the light out before you...
Just never look at them.
No, I'm just saying, like I told you the other night, I think the telltale sign of all relationships are the first kiss, and I believe that's true. So your eyes are closed a lot of times. What does it matter?
You know that show that they have, Love is Blind, and they're on this fourth season, and I think by now they should realize that love is not blind. Because a lot of those relationships have not worked out. And I think that's just a testament. In the show, it's all about...
You think that's based on looks, though? I think that's
the show
he always kills.
What's the show about?
It's people, they're dating, and they end up... Okay, I mean, there's other flaws with the show, too. But they agree to get engaged, and, the first time they see each other is, after they've already agreed to get engaged to this
person. See, that sounds like Married at First Sight.
Okay, maybe it is that.
I don't
know.
Think you should do that.
It's just one of those dating shows where you can't see the other
person.
Yeah,
no, that's an awful idea.
Why? Because looks don't matter, according to you
guys. Wait, what was that? What?
It's more so because I've never met this person, and now I'm just going to marry
them? Like
them.
No, you've met them. You talk to them and everything. You see them through, like, a wall.
If I'm going to marry somebody, I'd hope we've at least, like, you know, spent some significant amount of time together.
They, like, hang out in these little pods or something, and they just can't see each other, but they can talk.
See, that's weird.
No, I said there's other flaws with the show, but I'm just saying, I think the looks matter a little bit.
That is weird.
It's a dating show. I don't know.
Listen, I'm telling you, as I said the other night, I have been friends with people, and then all of a sudden, there's a little, you know, kiss, and you don't see it coming, and then, oh, okay, yeah. Well, maybe there's more to that.
And we see how that's worked out.
Oh, got you there.
No, you don't got me
there. I think that was a good one. I think that was a good one.
I enjoyed it. That was a very rude thing to say.
I think it was good.
It's on. It's your terms, though. You're always happy that it ends.
I am really happy that it ends. Do I seem like an unhappy person to you?
No. So it's fine. It wasn't a diss. You're winning. You're out on top here.
Yeah, but you're saying that I'm wrong in that assumption is what you said. You see how that turned out?
I mean, you can't say that, like, it doesn't matter. Obviously,
it did for a while. It worked okay for a while.
Till it didn't.
Mm-hmm. Where are you? I don't see people crawling all over you.
You're right. And I'm not saying I'm the mastermind to know it all, so.
My things ended because I was ready for them to end. Everything's got a beginning and an end. A book, TV show.
Yeah.
Everything. Songs.
Yeah.
So why not relationships?
I don't know. Some people just want a long-term...
Some of those were long-term.
Yeah, I don't know.
I felt like took a long time before I got paroled onto those things.
Just kept dragging on and on and
that's
on.
You know what? But I'm telling you, as I said the other night, there is a difference between a good kisser and a bad kisser. Now, I am all for people who are bad kissers. You know, that's not good.
Mm-hmm. I mean, no, obviously not.
But you said you didn't understand what the difference between a good kisser and a bad kisser.
No, I don't think I know enough.
That's terrible.
I'm so sorry.
I don't know how you don't know this.
I don't know. Is there like a...
Just firm lips.
Okay.
That's all there is to it. Firmness. You know when somebody's sloppy all over the place?
Okay. I mean, I think that you could be overly firm, too.
Overly firm?
I bet so.
Your lips are only going to get so firm.
If they're not moving at all, I bet that would be bad as well.
If they're not moving?
What, in the kiss?
What do you do in your kisses?
I don't know. That's why I'm saying I just don't know what... Sorry. I'm calm.
Are you like having a conversation while you're kissing somebody?
No, your lips move in a kiss, though.
I never really thought about it.
What do you mean? Is it they're all just a peck, like where you don't move at all?
Oh, you mean like when you stay there a while?
Yeah.
Oh,
when you stay there a while.
Okay. Well, they probably do, but yeah. I don't think about it.
I'm just saying, I feel like it could be too firm or too mushy.
You don't want to be mushy. Mushy's bad.
But I just think either way, you can't be too extreme one way or another.
And what was your question the other night?
I don't... What makes a good kisser?
Yeah, no. You asked something the other night, which was...
I don't know.
Do you remember?
No.
Okay. We'll leave that where it is. But no, I think that... it's just firmness. Okay. Long or short.
And Matt, you agree with this?
I don't think I'm the proper authority to
kiss enough people yet.
Yeah, I don't think I have kissed enough people
yet. So Matt's saying, but he also doesn't know. So you, what makes a good or bad kisser to you, or you don't know?
I can't help you two don't know.
I don't know.
Okay. Well, good. I'm not alone then. I don't know.
You don't know when you're in a bad kiss?
I mean, I always just feel like that's an opinionated kind of thing. I guess I'm not...
I know this is okay?
I mean, I'm not certain, but, like, I mean, I've always just kind of figured everybody's got their own opinion on who is a good and bad kisser.
I agree. I thought the same thing until it's like, oh, this person's a good kisser, this person's a bad kisser.
Well, that is opinion, isn't it?
Yeah, but, like, what are they looking for? What are they comparing? Firmness. Okay.
No bad breath, firmness.
Okay. Easy enough.
That's easy enough.
Yeah.
What more to there is it?
I don't know. That's why I'm asking.
It's not like it's Olympics or anything. You don't have to train. It's just firm.
They do have to train, probably. I bet out of the gates, nobody's great the first time.
Oh, I was.
Oh, no, there are people who, like, probably, like, practice kissing, like, fruits or something.
Why would you do that?
Oh, you see it in the movies. I'm sure somebody thought it was a good idea.
Insanity.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure people have done that.
No, you just do it. You go in there and do it.
You just go for it.
You go for it.
Practice makes perfect.
Hey. Yeah. Now, do you remember your first kiss? That's a good question.
I don't know. I don't think so.
You don't remember?
Oh, yes, yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
You do. Yes, you do. How was that?
It was just like a peck on the lips, but it was okay. Okay. You know, it was fine.
What do you think?
Yeah, I remember. I was on a movie theater.
You were in a movie theater?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Did it smell like popcorn?
No, it was the Marion movie theater, so it probably smelled like pee a little bit.
Hey!
Sorry. It's
how many things do you want to trash in this town?
Sorry, it does smell a little in there, though.
Okay, so you had the smell of urine while you were having your first kiss.
Yeah, I'm like scared lice is getting in my hair, and I'm like, ah!
So was it good or bad?
I don't remember. It was a peck, like Matt said.
Okay.
I don't know. I can't really rate it. I was like, oh, a kiss.
But it wasn't horrifying.
No.
Okay, that's good.
No.
Then yours wasn't horrifying either.
No. Well,
that's good to know.
How was yours?
That's in your business.
Why do you always do this?
I'm the moderator. I'm not supposed to be sharing those sort of things.
Whatever.
In any event, I think looks should not matter, but I guess to superficial people, maybe they do.
Yep.
And in the end, superficial people will end up with a litany of bad relationships, as we have seen in the past.
Yeah, I'm doomed for failure. That sucks for me, I guess. I don't know.
You can't get past it. There's always hope. Hope dies last.
Yeah, I mean, you can find somebody you do find attractive, though. And they could be nice to you. So, hopefully,
well, I don't know if you know in the... What are you? Do you got like a what's going on over
my
there?
My shirt was just tucked in. I was moving it. I Lord, came from
you,
work.
You got like the jitters over there or something tonight.
You do this every week. No.
You do. You move a lot.
Yeah, I'm an active talker.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. I'm moving my hands all the time. Moving your hands. I know you can't see it.
Got a little Italian in you.
Yeah, I guess.
And you're taking those tours or whatever you said.
Tours.
Taking yes. those tours.
Tours around town.
You know, all I know is it doesn't really matter. Love comes from within, and beauty comes from within.
Amen to that.
There you go. That's all you need. That's all you need. So, people are cranky. They don't realize it.
Yeah, we're just circling back to what we talked about already.
Well, I think as we end the first hour here, you have to
little recap.
Yes, people are cranky.
Nobel Peace Prize.
Why are you stuck on the Nobel Peace Prize?
Because you don't have journalistic integrity.
I do. Wow. Well, I know two of us will be back after the break. I know about three of us. Getting a little rough here this hour, folks.
Water is choppy.
Water is choppy.
Mm-hmm.
And what was that? You remember the third thing we talked about?
Whether to quit while you're on top.
Quit on top.
Should you quit while you're at the top of your
game? Oh, yes. Yes. It depends on the...
So we agree on that.
No, it depends on the job, I think.
Oh, you don't want to agree with me on that.
No,
excuse me.
Not.
Please don't agree with me. We would hate for that to happen.
Never, never.
God, it's the holiday season. Don't agree.
Never, never.
Do you like my necklace?
Yeah. It's very festive.
Very festive.
It goes with the room.
We got new lights on the tree, by the way.
Oh, I didn't notice. They look good.
Yeah, we got the big bulbs.
I see that in that pizza crust at the top of the tree.
Hey, that's a star.
It's our star.
Yeah, it screams holiday. I love it.
It certainly does.
Yes, indeed. A lot going on there.
So you leave on top?
Yeah, if you're in
because everybody's always trying to take your job. They start reading your top 10 list when you're right in the middle of them.
They so do. Hey, I mean, if you mess up and give me an opportunity to slide in, I've got to take advantage.
In any event... You say don't leave on top.
Absolutely, don't leave. I mean, if there's somebody, if you still want to do it, and there's somebody who's willing to give you a job doing it, I mean, honestly, you don't even have to take a job. If you like to do it, just do it.
Interesting. Sandra Day O'Connor, the first lady on the first woman on the Supreme Court, died today at age 93. And I was watching an interview she gave with David Letterman earlier today, and she said her first job she did for free. She was not paid, and she had to sit at the desk with the secretary. And she ended up being the first woman on the United States Supreme Court, which again gives you the impression that you do what you do for love. You don't do it for money. So just because somebody's willing to give you money doesn't mean you should keep doing it.
Yeah, I mean, just like Mary Ellen Withrow with the Elgin School Board.
People make the mistake all the time, and I'm just going to say it. They make a decision based upon money, not on love, and you have to love what you're doing. And if you don't, I mean, I'm not saying you won't. You might get some money, and you might do a job that's okay, but you will never be truly fulfilled. And then you're going to be at the end of your life, and you're going to say, I wish I would have. And I wouldn't want to do that. I don't think I have that at the end of my life.
Definitely not. I agree. I mean, I've been here 6 months now. I haven't seen a cent. I love being here, though. It's just true.
What is wrong with you tonight?
Nothing's wrong
Normally,
with me.
You're a little...
It's just true.
Tight,
I'm just
but
saying,
tonight,
I
you're
like,
extra tight.
I like this. It's fun. I love coming here on Friday nights.
You like coming to argue with me?
Yes. It's the highlight of my week.
Highlight of your week. All right. We're going to be back. You want to say it?
No, go ahead.
You don't know what I'm going to say.
I don't.
See? Ah, I got you that time.
Yeah.
Apparently, I'm not so predictable.
Not always.
Okay. We're coming up on the break. We're going to have another top 10 list. We're going to have a lot more conversation on the other side of the... Boy,
cheese dip.
Don't miss it for love nor money.
You know, it's getting a little rough with you two. The waters are getting a little rough tonight. Oh, my God. So get some...
Cheese dip.
And don't miss it.
Don't miss it for love nor money.
And we'll see you after the break.
That's it. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere. I guess I was a shoulder to cry on, a face on a lover with the fire in his heart, a girl undercover, but you're